Good game. Second half. The Cunts are down 2-0 against their rivals, the I'm Not Letting You Merges. Number 12, center forward, has the ball wedged beneath her fancy night cleat, laces gray and unwieldy as her pubic hair. The ref is a teenage boy, pudding-faced and porn-addicted, with a whistle leash draped around his neck. He hates reffing the over 40 Division III Women's League. The players scare him. They are emotional and in constant pain. Braces are scaffolded to their legs and tensor bandages cut off their circulation, cut off their feelings. They run on gluten and wine and animals they can't stop eating. And then there are other players that flirt, number 3 on the blue team, number 16 on the white. Ref scans to make sure they're on the field, to make sure they're not on the field. He adjusts himself. Keeper ready? Ref asks, eyeing the goalie guarding the net on the west end of the field. She is familiar to him. She is every woman in an ad for life insurance, except with a youthful high ponytail and thick white socks. The keeper waves or gives the finger. Ref can't discern which. He turns to view the opposite end of the field and repeats the question. Keeper is not ready. Keeper will make everyone wait until she takes a parting sip of vodka water from her stainless steel Marshall's Purchase bottle with Born Ready written in gold meme script across the rim. Her power is making people wait. Contractors, customers, her husband when he comes home for dinner with fish and chips and warehouse and someone else's titties wafting from his mustache. Keeper sets down her bottle. I'm always ready, she shouts. Ref blows his whistle. 12 passes back to 3. 3 is distracted. She is contemplating whether she could ever go down on a woman, specifically Barb from accounting, possibly even 14 on the Cunts. Why would 12 pass back? It's indoor soccer. The field is short. 3 chases a ball, tries to get a touch. She only knows a few lesbians, and certainly none well enough to ask what it's like to get it on with a woman. Maybe if she got high first. A blue jersey is in front of her, 15 from the other team. Where the hell did she come from? 12 yells, man on! Man on, 3 thinks. Man already gone. It's why she's thinking about Barb's spreadsheet. 3 wants to yell at 12, ask her what she was thinking, passing the ball back. Instead, she complains to 4. Offside, 4 wheezes. There's no offside in indoors. Everyone thinks, everyone knows, but 4 insists. 4 believes. She storms down the field, a petulant child with fallen arches and roots that need touching up. Someone will pay for 15's offsidedness. Her credit rating, her cholesterol, her husband, the next time he tries to cop a feel when she's watching Dead to Me on Netflix. She'll slap his fucking hand, tell him to change the friggin' light bulb in the closet so he'll stop asking her if the pants he's chosen to wear are navy blue or black. Play on, the ref calls. 15 hasn't stopped playing. She always has the ball because she's faster than everyone else, younger too. She likes to surprise her opponents, sneak up on them like a credit card balance, like age. She likes to remind them that they are closer to death than they think, closer to death than they've already come to accept, that they graduated from high school 40 years ago and that there's no time left for them to write a memoir, unless it's a cancer one, because nothing interesting has happened in their life. 10 races towards 15. 15 is getting cocky and loses the ball. Good riddance, 10 thinks. You should have passed it when you could. You should have had children when you could. 10 feels good that she has the ball. She feels good that she has 4 kids. She feels good that right now she doesn't want to knife anyone. She smiles. A teammate cheers her on because she's dethroned the infallible 15 who just sits home all day. In her effort, 10 loses the ball. She loses her balance. She steps on the ball, a wonky circus bear, and falls flat on her back. Oh, come on, 17 yells. Foul, 4 echoes. She tripped her. She stepped on the ball, 15 retaliates, pacing against the boards. 30 steps onto the field, a middleweight Jesus with mahogany hair, no makeup. She's in the medical profession. No one really knows what that means. Physiotherapist, x-ray tech, hospital clerk. Ref can see his reflection in the glass board surrounding the playing field. He fixes his hair. He wants to check his phone to see if Adelaide snapped him back. He wonders if she's the kind of girl who sends nudes. 30 hovers over 10. Breathe, she commands. Then she waves a trio of fingers in front of 10's face. How many fingers am I holding up? She says it loud enough for her husband, who is watching in the stands, to hear. He will praise her later because she is important and very valuable. 3, 10 replies. Did you check her pupils? 20 wants to know. She's heard others ask this in similar situations. 30 pulls out her glasses for effect, says that 10's pupils are good, and then turns back to her patient. Any nausea, she asks. All the players reply, yes. Miraculously, 10 is okay, and she gets to her feet by herself. Nothing too serious, just that same hamstring she tore in Gettysburg. She is replaced by 5. Drop ball, ref says. Newly arrived 5 squares up with childless by choice 15. Ref leans away, expecting to be breathed on or whacked by an inadvertent fist, a rogue knee, a sexual assault. He drops the ball between the players. 5 and 15 miss the ball and punt each other. 4 sees this as her chance. She barrels forward and takes both players out, including her teammate. Having been bitten by an unsuspecting midfielder on the I'm not letting you merges, the ref doesn't see who's at fault and therefore doesn't blow the whistle. Instead, he cradles his cheek. 4 kicks the ball too far ahead of her. Always, thinks 17, always too far. 4 tries hard to recover the ball but gasses out and has a heart attack on the field. At least I've landed on the ball, she thinks in her dying moment. They'll have to move my cold, dead body to get it now. The players move 4's hot, dead body to the bench, noting the smudge of mustache on her upper lip. She smells like garlic, but no one lets on. Back on the field, a fist fight is underway. Keeper with juvenile ponytail and 17 have suggested the ref just call the game, given 4's death and all, but 15 and 3 still want to play. Both argue they might die if the game doesn't continue. It's just a game, 20 chirps. Everything's a game to you, 5 replies. 5 isn't wrong. 20 does believe that life is just that, a game. It's what motivated her to embezzle 100 grand from her daughter's private school. It's why she sleeps with her financial advisor. It's why she sleeps with his wife. Ref presents yellow cards to the fighting players. Keeper with juvenile ponytail and 17 leave the field peacefully, but foam pours from 3's mouth and 15 has wrapped a piece of orange neck cordage around her own neck. Her face turns the blue of her jersey. Ref sighs, stuffs the yellow card back in his pocket and whips out a red card instead. Adelaide sends nudes. 3 combusts, blackening the turf. 15 loses consciousness. Ref shakes his head as the ball sails by him into the rafters. The remaining players on the field have decided to continue the game on their own, even though ref never blew the whistle, even though he never said, play on. Ref follows the ball as it arcs beneath the dangling fluorescent lights and lands inside the pub beside the spectators' lounge. It's still in, 30 hollers. My ball, 10 replies, charging by. She kicks the air and the air goes into the top right corner. Nothing but net. Nice shot, 5 whoops. Woohoo, 12 adds. Perfect angle. It was your pass, 10 replies, jovially punching 12's arm. Ref looks at the clock. Seconds count down. There's no time for another kickoff. He looks at the away bench. The players appear to be eating 4. A head rolls onto the field and stops at center where the ball should be. Ref points to the scoreboard and blows his whistle 3 times to signify the end of the game. The teams spill onto the field, collapse into each other, and shake hands. Good game, they say. Number 3 sends nudes.